They left the busy scene and went into an obscure part of the town. The ways were foul and narrow, the shops and houses wretched. Alleys and archways, like so many cesspools, disgorged their offences of smell and dirt and life upon the straggling streets, and the whole quarter reeked with crime, with filth and misery. Far in this den of infamous resort, there was a low-browed beetling shop where iron, old rags, bottles, bones, and greasy offal were bought. Sitting in among the wares he dealt was a grey-haired rascal, nearly 70 years of age. Scrooge and the Phantom came into the presence of this man just as a woman with a heavy bundle slunk into the shop. But she had scarcely entered when another woman, similarly laden, came in too.
"Look here, old Joe, here's a chance," cried she who had entered first, "if we haven't all met here without meaning it."
"You couldn't have met in a better place," said old Joe, removing his pipe from his mouth. "Come into the parlour."